Hey there, welcome back to the Field Trip Podcast. As always, my name is Brent Terhune, and joining me this week, you've heard him on the program before, his name's Tony Foxworthy.
Well, hello, thanks for having me back.
At Tony Foxworthy.
You betcha.
You have that bit, about somebody slides in your DMs at Tony Foxworthy.
Things are going well at Tony Foxworthy.
You drop it like three or four times in your set. Have you ever had anybody slide in your DMs that way?
That's a newer bit, but a couple of people have jokingly.
Okay.
And then I've had, the nice thing is, I've had people nicely reject the card at the end of the show. Be like, no, you sunk it into our heads
you
enough.
You said at Tony Foxworthy enough.
Yeah, we're good.
On the show for the first time, Zach Martina.
That's me. Hello.
How you doing?
I'm well, buddy. How are you?
Good, man.
Had a great night's sleep.
Thanks for coming out to the compound.
Of course.
Now we've plugged Tony's at Tony Foxworthy, but what's your social media?
It's at Zach.Martina on Instagram, and then you can just search Zach Martina on the other ones,
and you'll
find it.
You have an album out as well.
I do. It's called Skunk Man, and you can find that on Spotify or Apple Music, but I would prefer you buy it on iTunes, so
you
it
should
benefits
pay money for it.
Me.
Yeah.
And then recording my new album on Wednesday. So,
how did you know you were ready to record a new album?
Because I was tired of the jokes I was doing.
Okay.
And I needed to move past them.
Yeah.
It's like no longer rely on them.
You want to put those in stone somewhere so you don't lose whatever the essence was that the jokes were.
Because
I've done jokes for too long, and then it just stops working. But maybe it didn't stop working. It was me that was just not into the joke anymore.
Yeah.
I think after a while, jokes, like, you just go, they were fun to tell for a while, and then they're not fun, and people can see, like, just the death in your eyes. It's like, no, that joke is as dead as he is at this very moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is autopilot. On
for sure.
Face. Yeah.
He's thinking about how he's going to figure out that electrical bill next month.
So our topic at hand for this episode is, I don't even know how I thought of the topic, but I can tell you how I read the topic is delivery guy stories, and I read an article a while ago. It was about a lesbian cable lady that would make, of course, house calls, and just the weird shit she would encounter going into somebody's home. So she did like a mafia house where it was Yeah, your router or your cable is down in the basement where I need to get. And they're like, yeah, you can't go down there. And they're like, she's like, do you want Wi-Fi? And he's like, okay. So it's like, I think they offered her coke, and I think she did it. Just because you got to know that you're not a narc.
Yeah.
She went to Dick Cheney's house and
also did coke.
Yeah, also did coke and committed some war crimes. But then, as a lesbian being in Dick Cheney's house, who disowned his daughter, I think is what happened for being gay, was an odd thing just to be in a vice president's house, period, regardless of other circumstances.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you vetted? Are they vetting the cable person that comes out like that?
Who knows? I don't know.
It's interesting.
So
it seems like he's got his hand in enough companies to where, like, he's got a cable person.
Sure.
Why is he hiring an independent? I don't understand what he's after here.
He's got a guy, but I guess sometimes there's only so much your guy can do with Xfinity. Sometimes you need
a
trained
guy. Won't come to Cheney's house anymore. He goes, no, I'm not going back there.
No.
You think that guy getting shot in the face was bad? Try and set up his modem.
Not after the things I've seen. So that's where this came from, was essentially, making house calls or delivery guy stories. Now, my research, most of them turn out to be pizza guys.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the number one deliver. Right?
I guess, yeah, unless it's,
until recently, I would say.
That's
right?
True. And I would like to do an updated version of this where, Postmates or even Uber. Tony and I just did an Airbnb episode. It's all kind of the same stuff.
Yeah, it's all people just being awful.
Oh, yeah.
People are awful, though.
You get a peek into somebody's world, their house.
Oof.
And in some way, they're proud of it. You know, like they're like, come in and see my shop of horrors here.
Come would on you... in, friend.
Or... How often do you think a pizza delivery guy gets offered a slice? Like they're just the loneliest person ordering the pizza, and they're like, today's the day. I'm going to get a friend.
Well, you've heard.
You're on the phone. You're like, I can. What do you like on your pizza? What are your delivery guys like on their pizza?
It's much cheaper than hookers.
Have you guys ever had a delivery job?
No.
Yes.
No? What did you do?
Because
we didn't talk about this beforehand. So.
Absolutely. No. No. I worked at Papa John's for a good year.
For a good year?
Yeah.
Do you have any stories?
It was a lot of like late night people would offer you pot, which I was always in for.
Mm-hmm. As a tip?
Yeah, or every once in a while you'd have people like invite you in to rip the bong or something, like, or people would be sitting on the porch smoking when mm-hmm. you got there, that kind of stuff.
Now, and some of the research I did, that going inside a house, somebody was like, that's against policy. Did you have a training video, or is it kind of
I think that's common sense. It's one of those things, like, I never would have thought in comedy until somebody told me, like, don't go out with people after the show, like, in a weird town. Nobody really knows where you are. And the same thing with pizza. Like, they kind of have a 5 to 6 house idea where when you are.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you're still going into somebody's murder shack, if nothing else.
Yeah.
Just searching trash for Papa John's boxes. Like, that's the first clue.
For evidence. I delivered pizza for literally 3 days, and it was not because it was a bad job. It was just kind of, and I would like to have this guy on later, so I won't mention what the place was, but it was locally owned. It wasn't a chain, and I delivered, and it was nothing crazy happened. I just got like the average drunk person.
Yeah.
And I would be the guy that took the order, and then would deliver it, and for some reason it was on that like that the line where either you deliver to here in Indy, there's a suburb called Beech Grove,
okay,
or there's Indianapolis, and there was an address that was in Indianapolis and Beech Grove. So I go to the Indy address and I call, hey, you guys aren't answering. They're like, yeah, we're in Beech Grove.
Oh,
that
shit.
Happens all the time. So then I would be like, these order takers don't know what they're doing. Yes. It was me.
I apologize. <Yeah. laughs>
It was me. But,
all of a sudden you're throwing your voice like you're doing impressions.
Just yelling like he's on the order. I told you this wasn't the right place.
This is the third time this has happened tonight.
There was one lady who I delivered to. It was clearly like, what do you call it? Not even a hermit, but just doesn't leave the house, and had like 3 barky dogs.
Was she agoraphobic? Like,
I think that something where it just she didn't leave the house, and clearly nobody had been over either.
Yeah,
and that's you and I, Tony, talked about going to Airbnbs or people go missing. Maybe it was you and I talking about it, but it's like, some people, that is their lifeline, is the delivery guy.
Yes.
Where it's like, and you listen to enough true crime, Tony, where it's like, we didn't hear from Mrs. Thompson for 3 days. So the Domino's guy that's there every day was like, I wonder what's wrong. And then either she's on the floor or dead or whatever, you know?
Yeah, that is, I think, something that's probably common amongst like the loner people that Zach was talking about that are just calling in almost daily is like a friend almost, or like somebody to talk to, or just a bad health choice or whatever mm-hmm. the case is. But such a routine that when it gets broke for a day or two, people call them in for missing or dead.
Yeah. Or it's, they don't know they're dead till the automatic payment runs out. Where it's, I think there was a news story one time that we had for Bob and Tom where somebody was like dead for literally 3 years and they didn't know because the rent was auto pay, the light bill was auto pay, all this was auto pay, and then just the money stopped and somebody was like, all this stuff is not getting paid. We should go check.
Jesus.
And then, yeah.
I don't have any. I never delivered anything. But one time I was in Myrtle Beach with another comedian out of Michigan named Adam Deggy, and we would go down there every year with our wives because for whatever reason we thought Myrtle Beach was a destination spot.
It is, but I hate it.
Yeah.
if you want to get an airbrush T-shirt, that's where you should go. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those cities where you can take a fake vacation because you're also working at night.
Yep.
But it's also there's the beach. Yeah. You know.
Yep.
But we went to the club and then we got an Uber back, and this was in 2016, probably, yeah, 2016, because the debates were on, and we went back and we started talking to this Uber driver, and he seemed nice enough, and we were already pretty loaded, so we invited him in for a beer. At which point he began to open up to us about how he was so jealous that we were all married and happy because his wife and him didn't make it because their baby died.
Ooh. Oh, God.
And then,
thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, my gosh. And then it just so happened that we ran out of beer, and Deggy and I are the biggest pieces of shit ever because – our wives are like, oh, we'll go get more beer. And he goes, I'll take you. And then he just, they're like, we insist that you put on the meter, you know, so you can track us. Mm-hmm. And then they went to try and find beer. We followed them on the GPS. And I don't know why he took them to this party store, but it was in the middle of a field. And that night we thought our wives were going to get killed.
Holy.
While we watched a Republican debate, which wasn't even entertaining.
Yeah.
Because Trump wasn't at that one. So, like, crazy things were being said.
He took the night off.
Yeah.
That was the one he did a speech for charity that he didn't do until they caught him and made him donate the money.
No, I think he was in a scramble at Mar-a-Lago that day.
Yeah, that is weird. Where it's maybe that Uber was that guy's contact to the world.
Well, it gets it's stranger because the next night, that was a Friday, we come out on Saturday after our shows, and he is just standing in front of the club hoping we need a ride.
Oh shit. Man.
And we're like, oh no, we already got some. We didn't sleep well that night.
Like you don't want to be rude, but you also
boundaries.
Yeah, boundaries, dude. And also
you crossed.
I did.
You invited him.
Yeah,
in.
I tried to be. This is why you don't be nice to people.
You don't invite vampires in because they will come back.
You guys sure? You guys want to hang out? I mean, yeah. Can you just tell me that I can come in, please? Yeah. Can you just say,
just please?
That's fine.
Can I use your phone?
Oh, this isn't technically your house. Can you get the landlord on the line, please?
It's weird because you want to help.
Where are you from, Michigan? Oh, no. It's weird. I'm moving there next week. You need a ride?
What, Crossroads? Oh my God, me too.
You want to be nice to people, but also I don't know where the boundary. It's like when you see somebody on the side of the road and they've got the flashers on and a gas can. Clearly either they're out of gas or this is a scam and you're about to get murdered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what in my head I'm like, oh, that they're faking. This is how you die, you know? But then you also want to be like, oh, you'd want somebody to help you.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, if you're standing on the side of the road, you got to be like, yeah, I look murdery, you know?
Well, that's the same thing, right? That's the thing you always hear, like, oh, well, he just looked so nice, so I got in the car. Because I do watch a lot of true crime shows, and that's the judgment people make. Like, oh, he looked like a little guy. It looked like I could take him, so I just got in the car. And then, like, before you know it, he's got the car rigged like you can't open doors or whatever.
Yeah, he's got that baby lock on the back. And yeah.
It's also known as a hostage lock.
Yeah. Ted Bundy special.
When you go car shopping and you're like, yeah, does this have a hostage lock?
Baby lock, sorry.
And like, can you lay in the trunk for me and just so I can know?
Like average.
Can you scream?
Size,
can you scream while you're in there, please?
That would be a fun, I'm sure it's already a prank video, but
Yeah.
But let's get to our topic then, if you know, that's why the listener tuned in to hear some of these pizza guy delivery stories, and some of them aren't pizza, most of them are. Here's the first one. These are all mostly from Reddit, but I had a guy pay me, then just throw the pizza in his yard and close the door.
That his wife ordered that pizza and they fought the entire time it was being delivered. That is,
or that ends in like very promiscuous, like marital, passionate lovemaking. Like that's just what gets them turned on.
Oh, I thought you were going, he was going to fuck that pizza in the yard later. I just need the box.
An alpha.
He's making
move.
A puppet with a box.
What an alpha move to just, that's a mic drop of here's your money. And then throw it away like I don't need it.
How do you think do you think the delivery guy was upset? Do you think he was confused? Do you think...
I mean, as long as you probably got a tip, it doesn't... I don't care what you do.
Like, I think you laugh and tweet that in the car. You're like, oh shit, this just happened. Yeah.
I think it would have taken me a couple blocks to realize what happened, but my initial, just immediate reaction would be, fuck that guy, man. Like... Tom's back there working the stove. He's got kids at home. He's just trying to make ends meet. He doesn't need to be wasting his time.
Yeah. I don't know. You still get paid, I guess, but it just...
No, it set in, but like I would be too far away to really enjoy it.
That's like when you watch a movie and they're like trying to get the hostage to like bribe the hostage and they're giving them food and the hostage just... throws it back at him.
Get out of here.
I don't need this.
So like throwing back a home run ball because your team's not the one that hit it?
Yeah. Here's another one. User Trey Doll delivered to a house in rural Texas. And what kind of pet did this guy have? What do you think?
Rural Texas. Armadillo?
Nope.
A Gila monster.
Yes.
Is it?
No. It's worded oddly, but it said, they said, quote, like a tiger, a real big ass fucking tiger. Just chilling on a pad of concrete, soaking up the sun. I thought the thing was a super realistic statue until it turned and looked at me. I called the dude and told him he could pick up the pizza at my truck. I wasn't about to get out of my truck with a tiger running loose.
That's very fair.
What compels you to get a tiger?
Drug dealer.
For sure, I would think that's what it was.
But in rural Texas also. Why is it on his porch? Like,
coyotes.
We had a lot of kids coming and egging the house, so...
we got a real antelope problem up front.
And also, you know that you have a tiger. And some guy's coming over.
Yeah, put that in the special directions.
In the notes.
He's like, he calls the delivery guy back. He goes, actually, the pizza's for the tiger. If you just toss it in the yard, he'll get it.
you look at the delivery. It's like, oh, okay, they want this one square cut. And they got a fucking tiger?
And a tiger? that it's like I just said, how do you not let somebody know? But just last night, Zach, you stayed at my house. And you walked in. I'm like, oh, yeah, by the way, we have cats. And you're like, I'm allergic. And I was like, oh, shit. But like, oh, yeah, by the way, we got a tiger. And they're like, oh, I'm allergic to tigers.
Yeah, I don't usually sound like this.
But just, to have a tiger. When the Reddit user JohnBoy2978, shout out to JohnBoy2978, had to deliver
John Boy.
To a, quote, dodgy part of town. They said, quote, finally, we all get the same residence, which is... totally surrounded by the police and riot gear, guns down, all that shit. I get out with my pizza and discover the house I'm supposed to deliver to is the one with a SWAT out in front. One of the officers waves me off and says, he's not going to need that today. And then they proceed to breach the door, to which I return to the car with a free pizza and get the hell out of there. They were added to our, quote, do not deliver list.
Well, that's great.
Just in the middle of, that reminds me of like when you get pulled over by the cops and there's like just cars driving by and you're like, oh, I feel like a piece of shit. Everybody's looking to see what's going on.
How did that call get through? If the SWAT team's there, they've got to be like wired in and everything. How did anything get through?
Poor delivery times.
Placed
an hour before SWAT got there.
The country's gone to hell.
The pizza, sliced the throat.
It used to be 30 minutes or less, but this service
now
industry
looking
sucks.
At 30 years or more.
Ooh. just bizarre to pull and be like, should I be here? And also, like, I am a real pizza guy, because they're probably like, what is this? This drug dealer, whatever it was.
I wish that pizza guy that got called off, he goes, He was like a process server. He's like, I'm just trying to serve this guy some papers, but seems like you guys got it all under control.
Yeah. Do you think what catchy line did they knock the door? And like, do they say special delivery? Like every hack movie.
That is how they got in. Yeah. But it's the bomb robot knocking on the door.
Yeah. Shit. It's Domino's. Let him in. No, it's not.
It's that delivery robot.
Reddit user I'm too short to dunk had this happen to them. Quote, GPS led me to my city's hospital. After getting directions from a lot of employees, I finally found the room, and I'll admit now I really should have paid more attention to the signs, but was in a rush and didn't bother. Luckily, there was a nurse already in the ladies' room. I was just going to walk in and drop the food off when the nurse starts shaking her hands and rushes to me. No, you can't come in here. This is isolation. I'm like, oh, sorry. She ordered a delivery. She went back into the room to see, you know, hey, did you order it? And the person was like, yes. But essentially, like, I worked in a hospital for 3 years in the kitchen. For isolation, you got to put on, like, a bodysuit. You got to put the things on your shoes. So whatever was going on in that room could have been super dangerous just to deliver, drop off a pizza.
Again, how did this call get out?
I think you, because the lady was like, yeah, I ordered it. She just didn't tell anybody.
So it was the patient that ordered it.
Yeah, the patient, okay. Yeah. Because, you know, the phone is in there. You can do whatever you want.
Does she know that she's in isolation? Does she just not care? Again, can't you just leave it with the desk?
How do you not know you have a tiger? Right. You are in isolation.
You are the bubble boy. What are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah, also, I guess the hospital food is not better than Papa John's.
That's fair. That is fair.
Yeah, so how do you not know that you're in isolation?
Speaking of, we've mentioned Papa John's twice now, but how about this rebranding they're doing? Have you guys seen these new commercials for Papa John's?
The Shaq commercials?
There was Shaq for a while, but now it's just a logo. It's like old school. I mean, it looks modern and current, but it's basically just panning shots of pizzas and like looking at the pepperonis and everything. It's just a... What a fall from grace.
Just how you... Oh, well, also, you know, Papa John had that weird thing where he was like, yeah, I ate 30 or 40 pizzas in 30 days or whatever. What, did you guys not see that? Yeah, he was like, there was a story because he's fallen from grace from Papa John's and now is not like on the board or whatever it was. Yeah. And there's a sweaty interview of him saying like, yeah, it's real. The quality sucks, but, you know, I've still eaten like 40 pizzas in 30 days. Literally what he said. And then he just came out the other day and was like, I'm going to eat 50 pizzas in 30 days.
He can't swallow the pills, but he is slowly trying to kill himself.
It's bizarre because like I can eat pizza a lot for every meal, but 50 pizzas?
And what kind of, I mean, are these all tomato sauce based or is he getting a little Alfredo in there every once in a while?
Know. Yeah, I mean, you got
to. Pop is coming for you, Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, he's the head honcho, so I'm sure he could get whatever he wants.
Who's delivering to Papa John? And was Papa John nice to him? Yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, you got to wonder if he's just got a hotline or something.
Oh, I want him to have a red phone.
It's tomato paste.
He's got the oven in there, right? He's got a pizza oven in his house.
Probably.
Yeah. You're not eating 40 pizzas in 30 days off a delivery.
Yeah, and I think his wife is divorcing him. I think is what I'd have to look up the story, but would it surprise anybody? That a guy that is...
Mama John? Yes.
I mean, would it surprise anybody that this guy is, if he was getting divorced and was like, yeah, I'm going to eat 40 pizzas.
I want him to like pull his life together and he's like, I'm going to get into Chinese food. Like he's just going to all these stereotypical classic dinners that nobody wants to make.
This interview, he's just kind of puffy and sweaty.
It's what happens when you eat 40 pizzas in 30 days.
Kind of how you would think some guy would look.
How many of the jalapenos did he eat?
Yeah, I've never eaten those
once,
peppers.
Not once.
He said in this interview, now the text all moved around. I've had over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days, and it's not the same pizza. I like that it took 40 pizzas. for him to be like, yeah, this just ain't the same
anymore. Shaq's quality control is what
the air must be different at 7'4".
Yeah. Shatner said in the interview that he was set up, calling this controversy that led to his resignation a farce. I think he said the N-word on a conference call and was saying it as in like an example of saying the N-word, but you're the head of the most popular pizza chain in the world. Just maybe don't say that word.
No, but I will give him credit for committing to the bit.
He
didn't walk out early. Like, he went.
Yeah, and then he like had an ominous thing of like, these new guys at Papa John's better watch out. So that's, yeah.
We were watching John Wick. He's going to need a cleaner. He's just going to go in and...
for his colon.
Is that blood or is that... No, that's sauce.
Yeah,
that's
sauce. Marinara. Oh, no, that's some blood in there.
I don't know if it's still the case, but we've talked about Papa John's enough. The little tidbit for the listeners, if it's still around, you used to be able to get a free pizza if you told them there was a pregnant woman in the house.
What?
If somebody was expecting, there's a coupon in their computer. You could gives out a free pizza.
So you can't be like, yeah, I got a pregnant lady in my house.
Yeah.
She's all tied up.
She's in technically the closet.
But she is expecting.
Just the shed count is my house.
Yeah, that's weird. So I wonder, we should do that. Just call up and be like, yeah, it's for a pregnant lady.
I'll do it
right now.
Do you guys still have that? My kid's 15. Do you still have that? I
don't know. Yeah. Your wife has been pregnant for literally the last 3 years, sir.
So we used to, you mentioned taking the delivery and taking the order and making the delivery.
Yeah.
We would, if you made the order, like once a night,
Zach's calling.
Here we go.
New Papa Rewards program.
Oh, damn.
No, thank you. I would like to get a pizza, and I do have a pregnant woman in the house. Are you guys still giving a pizza away for a pregnant lady?
I've never heard of that. Don't think we ever have.
Okay, yeah. I had a friend there, and there's a coupon in the computer back in the day. Things must have changed, though, since the management changed over. Oh, well, if you get bored one day, look through the computer. I think you'll find it. Thanks anyway.
Well, it put me on spot. No, that was real.
I believe you.
Well, here's the
you've
thing.
Been lying. To
that I think that Daryl, whoever I just spoke to, he's a company man.
Yeah, and
he's
not, well, to be fair, it was more than 17 years ago. But also, we like three people from my store got fired. Like the delivery crew got winged out to just the honest people because there was like once a night people, delivery drivers were freeing out a pizza. You would take the order, remember the total, free it out in the computer, go to the house, tell that person the total, and then they would tip you on that total, and it was all a tip.
Oh, okay.
Or fraud or theft, however you want to look at it. But that was a good way to boost your tips in the evening, and then like half of the delivery department got fired. So
okay.
You say the delivery guys were just knocking up ladies so they could eat free for 9 months.
That's fair.
I did listen to that coward Chris Jericho's podcast, who I know he's listening. And he said that when he was in Calgary as a kid, he worked at this pizza place. So, an hour, if he had to be in at 4 o'clock, he would call in at 3, order a pizza however he liked it, and then say, I'll be in to pick it up, and then be in at 4 and be like, yeah, this guy never came to get his pizza. Do you guys want it? And every day just would get a free pizza.
That's great. That is Canadian ingenuity.
And yeah. That's where the lion tamer was born.
I think so, yes.
Yeah.
Are there any other secrets besides pregnant ladies pizza, Tony?
That was really all I can remember. And it was if we weren't robbing the place blind, I probably wouldn't have remembered that.
It's weird. There's always like especially like a Taco Bell employee when you're like, Yeah, they don't. It's not on the menu, but if you like wink at them, and because I think you
they'll
and
still
I,
make the chili cheese burrito, yeah, but not at every Taco Bell. So
you and
gotta
I,
ask.
That's literally last time you were here recording. You were like, yeah, I went to the Taco Bell right over here. They still got the chili cheese burrito. And of course, you were just like, do you guys have chili cheese? But I like to think that it should be like, you got to tap on the guy's foot three times. Like,
oh, we used to go looking for chili cheese burritos in Michigan a lot, to the point where when it was gone, we couldn't find it. We found a massively signed petition to bring it back. I told the owner of the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase that story. I go, yeah, man, I just, I really strongly believed that the chili cheese burrito should come back. So we signed a petition. And he goes, oh, in my day, we signed petitions to end war.
He's got such a dry humor. That's so funny. But what a world that we live in, that we are lucky enough to have the things that we're petitioned just be chili cheese
yeah.
burrito.
Yeah, that's also very fair. That is some American problems.
Yeah, yeah, we'd have to go down to the chili cheese mines, and that's how all the women got jobs.
I go uphill both ways to order my...
That sounds like a world in Spaceballs, the chili yeah. cheese mines.
Pizza the Hut is yeah. now branched. It is owned by PepsiCo, so that's not a...
We ain't found shit.
Here's another one. From Reddit user today, Junior. There's like eight T's. So
clever.
This one time I delivered pizza to a swingers party. It wasn't like on set of a porno or anything. He straight up told me that I was like having a party ? Because he ordered 12 pizzas. He answered that it was his first swingers party and he just wanted everyone to have a good time. So it's like...
That is the worst food for a swingers party.
Yes.
Why would you say that?
Pull the cheese off of that slice? That's true. Not going to yeah. end up well.
Yeah, you use that food as you would a whipped cream or a chocolate syrup. You're going to scald skin. Yeah. Also, if that food is for eating, that is a very stinky lovemaking session. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who eats food? You're so bloated when you eat pizza too. Like, no, you be on top. No, you be on top.
Can I get some extra garlic sauce though?
It's what
drizzle it on my mouth.
What my wife and I would refer to as too full to fuck. Yeah, it ain't happening tonight. We hit the Chinese too hard. you gotta admire a host of a swingers party that just wants it to go well. We've all been to like...
Does he though? Does he want it to go well if he's ordering a dozen pizzas?
That's it. I just love the idea of somebody nervously planning their first swingers party.
All right, I got like three different types of lube depending on what you like.
I also got pepperoni and veggie.
I got lambskin condoms too.
Yeah, I wonder if there's got to be like a swingers checklist.
Also, if it's your first party, you're like, I don't know who to talk to about this. Yeah. I feel like I'm on my own here. I want everything to be a surprise.
I got blue and gray tarps just to put over everything. Yeah, I just liked that the guy was like, I just want this to go well.
Yeah.
I got to impress these people. It's my new friend group.
He confides in the delivery.
That's exactly what I...
Hey, if you was in here just, you know, banging randos...
What would you think? What would you want?
I would say a salad. Something light.
Finger food.
Even funnier if the pizza guy hung around for the swingers party and just nobody showed up. Just like, yeah, I just got 12 pizzas and...
and a dude blew me.
yeah, just a swingers party. Not every customer
don't
is...
eat the crusts.
Yeah. Reddit user Fritz Krieg told this story. The guy at the door slowly opens it, armed with a rifle. I asked him if he had ordered a pizza. His reply was like, oh, yeah, I just wasn't sure that was you. Luckily, he realized in time.
They're going to have to pry this coupon out of my cold, dead hand.
I so badly want the other side of some of these stories. Yeah. Who was that guy expecting?
I know, yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Also, you're answering the door with a rifle, expecting some bad shit to happen, but also you're like, yeah, let's just get pizza.
So he's ordering the food, so he's obviously hungry. He's probably got a loose trigger finger. He's like the originator of hangry right there.
I know,
like,
yeah.
Could you imagine? what happened to this pizza guy? I was waiting for the pizza, but I was honestly pretty hungry. I was a little agitated. He pounded on the door like he was the police.
Yeah, I wasn't sure that was you. Oh, the guy in the red Honda Civic with the domino sign on the top.
With the neon pyramid.
Wearing this blue jacket with thermal bag. Yeah, usually that's how they get you, is they assassinate you, dress up as a pizza.
Also, you have the pizza tracker open. Like this idea.
Yeah, it's a Hunger Games. I order Domino's and Pizza Hut at the same time, and whoever shows up last gets a bullet. Okay, this one is a little darker, and you'll see why. I worked at a Pizza Hut in high school, which is pretty dark. Our delivery guy went out and was gone for the next 3 hours. This was before cell phones, and we didn't know what happened, so I had to take over the deliveries. He shows back up, and we all ask him where he'd been, because we were way behind schedule. Somebody had ordered a pizza to one of the dormitories on the Air Force Base, left the door cracked open. Naturally, he pushed the door open, and what he expected to be a drunk airman wanting pizza. Instead, the airman had hung himself and was dead.
It took too long to get there. He's like, fuck this,
isn't that funny, guys?
That guy had his bills on autopay, but he had so much money, he knew that no one would find him for a while. So he's like, I'm just going to have someone get this taken care of now.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's a great point. He did make that. He did make that order so somebody would
find absolutely.
Him. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He just didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, just so bizarre. Can you imagine, like, you're a pizza guy. You're in this for the money. Like, no, nobody's like,
the love of the game.
I want to be a pizza man. You know, yeah. No offense to if that's your job. It's whatever.
Right.
But like to have that shit happen to where like what it never said what happened to this guy. You know, does he just keep delivering pizzas? Or are you expecting every house for some bad shit to happen?
Yeah, that's wild.
He doesn't eat pizza anymore.
Yeah, like
I can't even look at a pizza.
Not after the things I've seen.
It's like an old Vietnam vet. Yeah. Just freaks out every Papa John commercial that pops up.
Every time he pulls a fresh slice off the melted cheese, like, oh, it just reminds me of that noose hanging there.
Hey, you kids want to get pizza? Want to get pizza? Want to get pizza? And then you just hear, like it's a war flashback. Like, this is terrible shit to happen. But this happens probably more than you think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, you know, he didn't want, obviously, his family to find him. But goddamn, to put that on somebody else to be like...
Yeah, that is an inconsistent... Well, I guess you're pretty... Yeah,
I just don't know what you say about this. Besides, here's the story. Yeah, it didn't... My driver was out so long because the pizza... the police reports and... Yeah, it was nothing... I don't know.
How bad does his manager feel for jumping his ass when he walks in?
Where you been?
Well, let me fucking tell you, Bill.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what'd you do with the other three pizzas in your car, Daryl?
We're going to have to take that out of your...
That's a loss.
It's coming out
of your
tits.
Know anything about a loss after what I saw.
Usually they want to see a doctor's note. This guy needs to see a fucking...
Picture it didn't happen.
Show me the note. Show me your note.
The police report. Here's another one, similar vein. I used to do pizza delivery for a local pizza shop in Lexington, Kentucky. Shout out to Lexington. I don't know. But there was this old woman who always ordered a pizza every Wednesday night. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
The routine. One day she called ordering a pepperoni pizza, her usual. She's right down the street, so it was ready in 10 minutes, and I was out for delivery. Yet when I got to her home, an ambulance was parked out front. I walked up to the door, pizza in hand, and pushed the doorbell. A younger woman, I presume her daughter, explained to me that she had passed away, and that I was the last person she ever talked to. The woman's daughter paid with a tip, and I went back to work.
That's a lot to... put on your shoulders, I guess.
It's like you don't have a relationship with this person, but this is your Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Good to see you. And also...
Because her daughter normally won't talk to her?
I don't know. But it's like, yeah, to know, yeah, you were the last person that she ever spoke to.
She might have had a few more Thursdays if she didn't eat all that pizza.
I know, yeah. And then the last thing, the last word she said was large pepperoni.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, no goodbye. No, thank you.
It's the house with the red door. That was.
It's, can you, like, what? Like, that's probably going to be my last words. Large pepperoni, breadsticks. Yeah. Yes, I want dipping sauce. Yeah.
Can I get extra nacho cheese, please?
My last words will be large pepperoni, extra sauce, and then I'll hang up. And my last words will be, I should have got wings.
As you clutch your chest. God damn.
Yeah.
And I, yeah, let's, we'll do, here's another one, then we'll go back to the more fun ones. But I mean, cause there were tons of, oh, I went to the door and it was a naked lady, you know?
Yeah.
But you know, that's all that we've
hanging
all seen
from
that
a noose.
Yeah. Yeah. Plot twist. Reddit user, nerdy ho. So that, you know, it's going to be good. I thought it said, first it said shoe, but no, it's nerdy ho. Someone ordered pizzas to a funeral. There were a ton of people there, all somber and dressed in black while I rolled up in my bright red greasy t-shirt. Definitely one of the most awkward experiences I've ever had.
So now that guy has thrown a swingers party and a funeral.
I just really want it to go well.
I haven't seen these cousins for years.
Yeah, just bizarre. Like,
look, if your grandma just died, what would you want? Pepperoni or sausage?
And it could be one of those things where it's like the guy loved pizza and they're like, here, let's do it for this guy. Or it was just somebody couldn't get it together to make a deli tray. You know, like just a bizarre... Just 12 pizzas to a funeral home.
Yeah, that
it's
is
already
more of a McAllister's thing.
Wait, you want you want pizza at my mother's funeral? Oh, well, I didn't think anyone would have an appetite, but I'll get on the phone.
Yeah, make it 12. It's already awkward to be at a funeral when you know the person.
Who's and, asking for food?
Yeah. Hey, you know, I showed up to this thing. You got no drinks.
I thought there'd be snacks.
Here's a non-pizza
one. I brought my own red pepper flakes.
Here's a non-pizza one. Oh, she's crying. No, she got one of those red pepper flakes in her eye. Damn, she didn't look like she was sad. Delivery man's wife buys couch without his knowledge. I once delivered a sofa to my own house that my wife had bought without consulting me. So I guess if he's not the driver of the truck and he just pulls up and he's like, hey... This looks familiar.
If they have that little communication, that is obviously this couch he's going to be sleeping on.
Yeah.
Like, just, I know, I bought it for you.
It's a pullout.
Yeah. We're not doing well. Yeah.
His wife fucks the other delivery guy.
He got cucked on his own delivery.
Oh, well, I mean, that happened on the couch.
Yeah, yeah, that's got to be... You know your husband works there.
Right.
And you ever met somebody that... I'm like, what's your wife doing? They'll be like, I don't know. Just some job. Like, how do you not know what your spouse does?
That's a marriage that's going to last.
I just want him to like the couch so much.
That's someone who got married to get his mom off his ass.
Yeah. I worked as a delivery driver for a local shop that delivered around a college. And I got sent on a $235 delivery to a frat. That was having a party. Upon delivering the pizza, I was told I could have $250 or play a game of beer pong in which I would win $500 or get nothing.
Oof.
So what do you guys do?
I didn't know a little bit, and well, we can just make this up because obviously this information is not going to be in the story, but who is this delivery guy? Does he have experience? Is he a college dude? Can this guy throw the pong ball?
I don't know.
Because I'm not going in... risking losing $235 if I'm not experienced in beer pong, especially against a fraternity house. And odds are they're going to drug you.
Yeah, they're cheating.
Yeah,
somehow.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to give you $250, which is a $15 tip. Guaranteed money, you walk away. Mm-hmm. Or you could make upward $250+, and you got to beat these frat boys at their own game in their house.
This is the ring toss at the circus where the rings don't fit around the banister.
Yeah, the basketball is too big for the goal.
Mm-hmm.
So it ended up barely winning by one cup. They had apparently been anticipating my loss and weren't, quote, authorized by the treasury person at the frat to spend that much. Frat president eventually had to get the $500 to me because they said they were men of their words. Then I watched two members get a quick vote to be kicked out for being idiots at the party, and the party was shut down. 14 guys ended up with a ton of pizza and no party.
I would have given them the $250 back just to be like, yeah, thanks for letting me watch that.
Yeah. Frat guys will try and fuck you one way or the other, won't they?
Jeez. That's like a, like, that would be like the climax of an old school type movie. Of like, all right, he's been training his whole career for this.
Yeah, you got to win this beer pong to stay in the mountain.
There's a montage of him delivering pizzas, but also just throwing pong balls in an empty warehouse. Like,
just slow motion. <Yeah. laughs>
Well, a Randy Newman song plays in the background.
For some reason, he's running barefoot on the beach. Like,
so I get this guy's tip was $250+. Did you ever get tipped? What was your biggest tip? Do you remember?
I do remember, Tony? Getting 100.
Oh,
before.
Damn. For what? Just.
It was like, it was one of those things where you did have to take like 10 or 12 pizzas.
Okay.
And it was somebody, you know, that was like a full car with you. So, yeah, they were generous. And most of the time, those bigger orders are a smaller tip.
Yeah, but it's right. Weird.
I used to valet cars and I got a couple $100. I used to valet cars and got a couple $100 tips.
Oh, damn.
Which was great. And then even in comedy, sometimes it was actually at Snickers, which usually in Fort Wayne, it's not there anymore, but nothing good ever happened there.
Snickers, the laugh bar.
Yeah, the laugh bar.
The comedy bar.
This guy came up to me after the show, and I was like a real new feature at that point, and he gave me $100. I didn't have merch or anything. He just gave me $100.
And some people want to big time you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, sir.
Yeah. Not above this at
no,
all.
No, not at all.
100%. The first, so I have a button maker. I make buttons and I'll sell after shows. The very first show I did, I had bought my button maker, and then it was me and Nee Miller were at Maggie Myers in Huntsville.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, it was like a pissing contest. A dude came up, gave him $100 for a sticker and me $100 for a button. And we were like, that guy's going to wake up in the morning and be out $200 and have a button and a sticker.
Yeah. But, yes, sir.
Yeah, yep. He looked like the big shot, so.
Right away, sir.
Anytime that I was like, why don't you just take another one? Like, take two buttons.
Yeah, 100%. You just paid for the machine in like 1,000 of these, so here.
Yeah. Yeah, I sell stickers, which used to be on BrentComedy.com, but I stopped selling them on BrentComedy.com. And but I would do pay what you want, you
on
know,
BrentComedy.com.
On BrentComedy.com at Tony Foxworthy. But I would just do, I still do a donation, pay what you want. It's a sticker. Some people, they just want to come up and they want to talk to you. Some people want to big time you. And some people just want a souvenir, or people want a sticker that's for a redhead.
Yes.
And they give you, it's a sticker. You give me a couple, whatever it is. You get, as long as you don't give me change, yeah. I'm good. But then I've had people literally give me a $100 bill. And then I'm like, okay, do you take a t-shirt and a CD? And I'm like, oh, thank you, sir. And then I just start tap dancing. And just like, yes, sir.
And then like the guy who threw the pizza on the front yard when it was delivered, they just toss it away right in front of you. Like,
burn it in front of me. I don't care.
While making John Wick length eye contact. Yeah. Just.
Yeah, I one time I saw Jimmy Pardo and he was selling a CD at the end of the show and he's like, yeah, buy it. It's $10 and, you know, do whatever you want with it. Set it on fire in front of me. I don't care what you do. Just give me the money. pizza. Okay, yeah, I delivered pizza in high school. One night I had a delivery, ended up being a couple of teenage stoners. They didn't have bills when I arrived, so instead they gave me a 5-gallon jug about half full of change, you know, one that you would usually pay your parking tickets in. We've seen those videos online.
Yeah, 1,000 pennies.
They told me they were going to count out the amount before I arrived, but forgot to. I'm surprised they remembered that there was a pizza coming, but they forgot to counted the change. I took it back with me and counted the silver. If I remember right, the pizza was around $14, and the amount I was given in change was around $105
yep.
with pennies. I was allowed to keep all of it besides the money owed for the pizza.
That's great.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't he have been allowed to keep all? I feel like that's an unnecessary. This is like this is.
I know he just included that in the story, but can you that just that that's a type of currency is jug of money.
Yeah, that's where you're so embarrassed you're doing this. You're like, look, this is probably more.
Mm-hmm. Always just ask to see the jug, but I mean, even a small mason jar, you're gonna get more than a $14 pizza.
Yeah. That's a good move.
Yeah, jug or jugs. That's how you pay me. Right, fellas?
Brentcomedy.com.
I had to fight a guy off after delivering a pizza. He was very drunk and thought I was a taxi, so he kept on trying to get in my car. I literally kicked him out of the passenger side and sped off into the night with the passenger door open until I got to the next light. So this guy hands this guy a pizza, and he's so drunk that he's also like, 5th and Main.
Just tries to get in the car.
Yeah.
We were in Jamaica, and there was somebody standing. We had walked. It was late at night, and we weren't supposed to leave at night. We were on vacation. We ended up walking down.
Were you on, like, a resort?
Yeah.
Because usually they're like, don't go out of the resort.
Exactly what they told us. And we woke up at, like, 2 in the morning, and we had been tripping, and we were like, yeah, we'll just go get some pizza. It's like a block away.
Mm-hmm.
We went there earlier in the day. And then somebody like was basically tried to rob us as we were walking up there, and then waited outside the pizza place, and we ended up paying the delivery guy $60 to take us out the back door and drive us a block, like block back to the hotel.
Mm. But if you hadn't have paid him $60, you would have been out $120 when that guy robbed you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And probably that would have been the best option.
Do you like think that was an inside job where the guy was like, I'll give you 30 if.
Well, so that there was when we as soon as we stepped out of the grounds of our hotel, somebody started trying to sell us mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we were walking,
hey, buddy, yeah. I don't know why they talk like that in Jamaica, but they're like, hey, buddy, you come here.
Yeah, it's Borat. Borat's a heavy Jamaican.
You get very high.
This is my pot. So as we're talking to this guy and walking and being like, no, we have acid. We don't need your mm-hmm. mushrooms. We made eye contact with these people across the street, and they shut their car door, and they started walking across the street at an angle to step in front of us and block us. And they did. They said something to my buddy, which I didn't know at the time. I later found out they said, you're going to follow me. And the mushroom guy was like, no, man, no, they're with me. And so then he wanted us to, he was like, now you have to buy mushrooms. I just saved your life. And then, so that's probably where the inside job was.
Yeah.
And then that mushroom guy and the guys that we were supposed to follow all were part, like, outside of the pizza place while we were eating.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we went out the back door and were like, no, we're not leaving.
Yeah, we're going to get taken for another ride. And literally maybe on a ride.
Yeah, literally for taken for.
Yeah. Hey, guys, do you guys know a place where I can get my hair braided on the beach?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll take you there. We have one more story, but I forgot. There's this note. I used to work at Arby's for 3 years. Thanks for bringing that up. And you had to be 18 to work the slicer. So when I worked the cashier, the front, you know, thing, that one of the guys that did the, you know, I think it was called front cashier, and then you worked the line in the back. His name was Brian, and I recognized him from being a pizza delivery guy before.
Uh-huh.
So he went from delivering pizzas to Arby's, but I had ordered enough pizza to know, like, hey, don't I know you? Which at 17,
yeah,
it's never a good sign when you recognize the pizza guy.
You forgot to order, they thought you were dead, that kind of relationship.
Yeah. He's like, hey, mushroom cheese. No.
Anyway, best man at my wedding.
But his name's Brian, and as far as I know, he doesn't work at Arby's anymore, and he went to deliver at a Donato's. Do you guys have those in Michigan?
No.
It's kind of a chain here in Indiana, but just the weirdest dude. Maybe he's listening, so it's I'm not talking about Bryant, but he had like a minivan, and this was like a Chrysler minivan, like a 92, and with dragon stickers all over the side, and on the brakes he would go out and get a bow staff from his van and practice bow staff stuff in the parking lot, and we would sit there through the window and watch him. And then he also played video games. He played World of Warcraft, so he would literally play 8 hours a day.
Oh, Jesus.
And then so he'd go to work 8 hours and then play whatever the rest of the day, and he lived above a dog kennel in like a one-bedroom apartment. He never swore, so he would say WTH.
Are you pitching us a movie right now?
Yeah, I think so.
This is somehow sadder than the person hanging themselves.
I know. Yeah. And then I was like, so what kind of music do you like? And he's like, oh, I don't listen to music.
He's like, I like the music on level 4.
Yeah.
I was like, I prefer to hear the woman scream.
I was like, so what do you do when you play video games? He's like, I mute it. So, for all I know, this guy just heard dog barks.
Yeah.
The whole time he played video games in silence.
Just a reverse driver.
Yeah. And he would be like, what the heck?
I'll tell you what, that room may have been silent, but he was hearing things in his head. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
The guy couldn't have been a nicer dude, but just the stuff that I'm telling you about, you just got to be like, that's a little weird.
Yeah.
And then I think later he went to work for a different chain. He, I guess he could be bought.
Yeah.
And then he came to my house again, and I was like, oh, what's up, Brian?
And then he moved to Myrtle Beach, and it's all full circle.
Yeah, that does work. I should have done that story and then did this one. But instead, we're going to end on an awkward turn that doesn't loop around. Once I was delivering pizza, and when I got to the house, a guy was hiding in the bushes of the home. He whispers to put the pizza at the bottom of the garbage can outside and then come over to the bushes so he could sign the receipt. Apparently, the guy didn't want his wife to know that he had ordered a pizza. He ordered regularly, and this happened each time.
Okay, I'm thrilled that this man lived in that house. I thought it was just a creepy-ass stalker. Who was like, I've been here for 8 hours, and I need something to eat. I mean, I'm glad.
My feet are asleep.
What, did the next day his wife have a couch delivered?
I was going to say, by him? Yeah, that's how they communicate. It turns out, actually, the guy was never married. Just Norman Bates did.
There's no woman in the house.
Well, that is a level of fear of your wife that is next level. I saw a guy, I can only imagine it was relationship based. He was driving with his window down and his cigarette in a hand with one leather glove on, just so his hand didn't smell like cigarettes when he went home.
He did the OJ?
Yeah.
Or he did the Michael Jackson or any one gloved?
Yeah.
It's so bizarre, like, just either, and I hate to use the term man up, but it's, I don't know a better, just have the, and I hate to say have the balls, these are all men terms, but I'm just like, just say, I'm smoking.
Yeah, just.
I'm eating this pizza.
Or try having a healthy relationship talk.
Or just be honest and say, yeah, I won't eat pizza. Like,
what is she hiding?
Yeah. They're hiding. Probably nothing. Like, if you get this pizza, I will murder you.
That's she showed me the knife.
How they showed up with the SWAT team was. She found my pizza tracker, guys.
Like she looked in my phone. She saw some woman named Mary, found out it was Domino's.
That's funny. Why did you text Mary extra cheese?
No, I'm not eating pizza. I'm fucking somebody. I promise.
What a bizarre, just every week, too, not just a one-off. That would be like a fun prank to play on it. And there were some of those, too, that I found of like, just give weird instructions like it's the mafia. You know,
oh, yeah,
like,
that's great.
Yeah, put it in the bottom of the put it in the bottom of the trash can.
Yeah, that just.
Yeah, you know where we keep the trash? I'm going to eat out of
also,
that.
Yeah, pizza boxes aren't airtight.
No.
You know, like what's in that trash can?
Yeah. Gross.
Yeah, that is gross. I will still, I every once in a while we'll still deliver with DoorDash.
Okay.
Kind of on your own term kind
of
thing.
And that's kind of, explain DoorDash, it's like if you just ordered from Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, it's essentially every place
that
becomes,
doesn't order or deliver traditionally, right?
Yep, absolutely. And then so you can pretty much order from anywhere. You just order through the app and mm-hmm. then a poor person goes and gets it for like $7.
Yeah.
But a lot of those, and I think it's the nature of just having a random person come to your house a lot of time, or maybe it's my profile picture. I don't know. A lot of orders with that are like, just leave it because it's already paid for mm-hmm. through the app. So just leave it on the porch. They
yeah.
don't even bother making contact, seeing who's the person. And they're just like, fucking leave it on the porch and I'll open the door when you leave.
I never even considered doing that. I feel like it would be rude, but it wouldn't be rude at all because it can't all just be handled. And I don't like talking to people. Like, that's going to change the game. How often when you're doing DoorDash, you probably don't do it, but how often do you hear of people eating the other people's food?
That would be fantastic. Just, like, I ordered four tacos. You got three. That is the...
Or even just, you know,
that's
I got a
DoorDash tax.
I got a fry from McDonald's, and that's not as... Usually some spill out into the bag.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to make it home without if there's fries in the bag.
Yeah.
That eating a couple fries. Do you just even do it out of habit and like you're mid-fry like, oh, this isn't even
this is
mine.
Not that, no, but I will from now on. That is a good idea.
I ordered 8 McNuggets and there are only 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, McDonald's, they're not counting.
Yes,
it wasn't
what
me.
You get when you hire 15-year-olds.
Yeah, these kids nowadays, they don't pay attention at all.
Fucking millennials.
Especially in math class.
Yeah. yeah, so thanks for being on the show, guys. At Tony Foxworthy.
Correct.
And plug your social media one more time,
Zach. It's at Zach.Martina on Instagram. It's Zach Martina on all the other platforms. And my album is on iTunes. It's called Skunk Man. And sometime in February, there will be a new one called Not the Worst Dad. And that is the first time I've said out loud to anyone that may be listening what it'll be titled. So you got a big Woo! Scoop.
That's oh damn.
It's an exclusive.
Put that this segment's going on Patreon.
I want pictures of Spider-Man and I want Zach Martinez's album. Well, thank you guys for being on.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Tip your delivery drivers.
Definitely. Tip your